Weaver. Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Top U.S. and Russian diplomats agreed Friday to keep talking in the standoff over Ukraine, even though their meeting produced no movement in the crisis that has seen Moscow amass tens of thousands of troops at the border and the West ramp up supplies of weapons to Kiev. With fears of an invasion of Ukraine running high and seemingly intractable demands, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov met for about 90 minutes in Geneva at what the Americans said was a critical moment. Expectations were low going in, and there was no breakthrough. Blinken told Lavrov the U.S. would give Russia written responses to Moscow's proposals next week and suggested the two would likely meet again shortly after that, offering some hope that an invasion would be delayed for at least a few more days. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the current world is much more chaotic, much less predictable than during the Cold War between the former Soviet Union and the United States, and it's dangerous because there are no instruments to deal with crises. He told reporters Friday that the Cold War was between two opposing blocs where there were clear rules and mechanisms to prevent conflict. He said it never became hot because there was a certain level of predictability. He said he wouldn't call the dangerous situation today a cold or hot war, but probably a new form of tepid confrontation. Government and business leaders have urged global cooperation on climate change, the coronavirus pandemic, and the economic recovery at the World Economic Forum's virtual gathering this week. Speeches and discussions from the likes of Chinese President Xi Jinping and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres moved online after COVID-19 concerns delayed the group's annual meeting in Davos. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three children and more than 60 adults are reported to have been killed in airstrikes in Yemen Friday. Save the Children said, and Reuters witness said several people, including African migrants, died in a raid at the Houthi-led Sada province. Rescue workers were still pulling bodies out of the rubble around midday following the dawn strike on the temporary detention center in Sada in North Yemen, but it was not immediately clear how many people had been killed. Speaking to Reuters, the health minister for the Houthi-led government in Sana'a said that the hospitals were struggling to cope with the large number of injured and dead, and he called on the UN to send in medical planes to help the injured. A Saudi-led military coalition that has been fighting the Iran-aligned Houthi group since 2015 said the report would be fully investigated. Three new studies offer more evidence that the COVID-19 vaccines are standing up to the Omicron variant, at least among people who have gotten booster shots. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the studies on Friday. The results echo previous research, including studies in Germany, South Africa, and the United Kingdom. They found available vaccines are less effective against Omicron than they were against earlier versions of the coronavirus. One of the papers found two doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines offered no significant protection against Omicron. Several studies have concluded that a booster can significantly improve some form of protection. Louis Anderson, whose four-decade career as a comedian and actor included his unlikely and Emmy-winning performance as mom to twin adult sons in the TV series Baskets, has died at the age of 68. Anderson's publicist says that the comedian died Friday in Las Vegas. The publicist had said earlier this week that Anderson was hospitalized for a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He'd been a familiar face elsewhere on TV, including as a host of the revival of the game show Family Feud from 1999 to 2002, and on comedy specials, also in frequent late-night talk show appearances. Recapping one of our top stories, top U.S. and Russian diplomats have agreed to keep talking in the standoff over Ukraine, although they didn't make any substantial breakthrough. There are fears of an invasion of Ukraine running high and seemingly intractable demands, and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov met for about 90 minutes in Geneva on Friday at what the Americans said was a critical moment. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.